Get your shit together. Author's note. Hello and welcome to Get Your Shit Together. Thanks for reading. Before we get too deep, I wanted to clarify a few things. First, despite the real and virtual aisle you may have found it in, this is not a traditional self-help book. It's more of a let me help you help yourself help book, with me here to help with yourself get in the way. Let's face it, if you could help yourself, you'd have done it by now, right? Also, unlike many traditional self-help authors, I'm going to use the word shit 332 times, including several shit manitus of my own invention. So please do not go on Amazon saying you were expecting sunshine and kittens and got shit storms and chittens. My mother read all of those reviews and it really upsets her when people don't get me. Second, although your life may be a mess and I will help you sort it out, this is not your typical guide to tidying up. We won't be spending the next 300 pages gathering your physical shit into a pile and thanking it for its service before you ship it off to the Salvation Army. Instead, we're going to tidy up your mental clutter and your metaphorical shit, such as your career, finances, creative pursuits, relationships, and health. And we're going to do with it all without hosting a single trash bag or having an introspective conversation with a winter coat. Finally, just to be 100% clear, if you were looking for tips on skate play, this is not the book for you. I'm not judging. I simply want to manage expectations. And that's what Author's Notes are for. So, what is this book? Well, I think of it as a delightful, profane, one-stop shop for tidying your mind and making your life easier and better. Like a lot easier and better, no matter where you're starting from. You may be literally lying on your couch, sitting at a bus stop, or dangling your feet from the Herman Miller chair behind your big shiny desk. But I'm guessing you picked up this book because figuratively, you're in somewhat of a rut. And there's no shame in that. Ruts, even literal ones, are easy to fall into. People do it all the time. Yours could be shaped like a pair of comfy sweatpants and filled with a stale PBR. It might be lined with the silver stock options you stand to cash in if you can just stick your soul-killing job for 5 more years. Or maybe, and this is probably more likely, your rut takes the form of a regular old daily grind, work and finances and family and friends and a lot of other shit you need help staying on top of, plus neglected health and even more neglected hobbies, and capped off by the dreams you only admit to friends after a few cocktails, or are too scared or anxious or overwhelmed to admit to yourself. Sound familiar? Well then strap in.